I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last month, Pakistan set the legal age for marriage at 18 in the Islamabad territory. But Nehemiah with FMI offers a sobering reality check. A similar 2013 law in Pakistan's Sindh territory hasn't stopped or penalized child marriages.
From 2018 to 2024, only 30 convictions under the child marriage law were recorded out of 272 first information reports.
And that's because Islamic leaders argue that under Sharia law, puberty, not age, is the deciding factor for marriage readiness. Nehemiah says Muslims will follow their imams, not this law. Tragically, each year an estimated 1,000 girls from religious minorities, including Christians, are kidnapped, forcibly converted to Islam, and married in Pakistan. Pray for God's wisdom and strength for Christians under these complex pressures and dangers. And finally, the impact of Mission India Bible Clubs extends beyond the children who attend. Raina Miller with Mission India says kids in Bible clubs are becoming witnesses to their parents. One girl named Jada prayed for her sick father in Jesus' name, and he was healed.
When these parents get to know Jesus, it completely changes the whole household. A lot of times that happens through a child. We are really passionate about reaching children, and a lot of times that turns into kids reaching their parents as well. So it's really exciting when we get to see not just a child's life change, but the whole family.
Mission India is reaching impoverished areas with their new monthly giving program, Pathfinders. They invite supporters to provide 18 kids with Bible Club for a year. So please pray for Jada, her family, and for God to move in the hearts of children who attend the clubs.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.